Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin a contemplation of A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 5, and following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 5. I am never upset for the reason I think. This lesson asks that we do an exercise. It says, when using the idea for today for a specific perceived cause of an upset in any form, use both the name of the form in which you see the upset and the cause which you ascribe to it. For example, I am not angry at blank for the reason I think, or I am not afraid of blank for the reason I think. We are told that there are no small upsets. They are all equally disturbing to my peace of mind. And I cannot keep this form of upset and let the others go. For the purposes of these exercises, then, I will regard them all as the same. For example, I am not worried about blank for the reason I think. As I practiced and contemplate this lesson, I am never upset for the reason I think. I recall yesterday's lesson was, these thoughts do not mean anything. So looking at both lessons together, I am never upset for the reason I think. And the reason I think does not mean anything. I am never upset because my thoughts don't mean anything. But when I do get upset, it's because I am believing the thought. I've given it meaning. The truth of me, the I am, is never upset. When I find myself upset, it means I am believing something other than I am. And it can be something as simple as a slight irritation, that my expectation wasn't met. The truth of me, the I am, does not have expectations. So if I'm upset, it's because I was believing that there could be an expectation. And in believing there could be an expectation, what comes with that intrinsically is that there is the possibility of it being met or not being met. Neither of these brings me peace. The not being met makes me upset and not in peace. And yet the being met just reinforces my belief that expectations are real and happiness comes from them being met, which sets me up for the next time for more upset when I choose to believe in expectation. Whenever I am upset, it is because I believe I am a separate individual identity, that I have my own way I want things to go. I am believing that I have beliefs. Under each upset, this is the reason. I have forgotten who I am, and I am trying to build an identity, and it's not working the way the small identity wants it to work. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to abide in the heart, to ask who I am instead of deciding for myself who I am. Help me to be aware that my thoughts are meaningless and to instead sink into the process of asking who I am, so it can be revealed to me. Help me to end suffering by asking, who am I? Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we go with an open mind and an open heart. We no longer want to know what the mind has to share for the next few minutes. We are not interested in the thoughts of the mind. We sit for a few moments, taking deep breaths. Sinking into relaxation, but alertness. We give our willingness to lay aside everything we thought we were, letting go of all of our possessions, seeing we don't need them right now. Laying down all the roles and responsibilities with confidence that we don't need them right now. We lay down all the beliefs confident we don't need them right now. We sit with an open mind and an open heart, our hands open, not clutching anything, empty. In this moment, we are completely safe. Right now, we are safe and loved. We have an open heart and we ask with sincerity, with the yearning to know only the truth. Who am I? Without all the things we thought we were, what lies beneath all of them? Picture yourself in a hallway. You open a door and go into a room. The room is pitch black. You close the door behind you. You are standing in darkness. You can't see anything. Someone outside the door yells into you, "Hey, is my coat in there?" and you say, what? What would you say? Something like, I don't know, I can't see in here, it's too dark. And then you hear them yell back again, and they say, are you in there? And what would you say? You would say, yes, I'm in here. Now stay with that feeling, I am here. In that dark room, how do you know I am here? What does I am feel like? What is that which is there? Thank you for joining with me in sincerely asking, who am I? Namaste.